Welcome to your cycling news flash on Friday, the 3rd of October. This Sunday, you the fans will get a treat that we almost never see. Tadej Pogacar, Remco Evenepoel and Jonas Vingegaard all lining up together at the European Championship Road Race in France. It's been over 3 years since the big three faced each other in a one-day race. The last time it was, yes, Flesch-Wallen in 2022. Back when Vingegaard hadn't won the Tour, Evenepoel wasn't even world champion, and Pogacar was still racking up only 37 victories. Fast forward to today, two tours for Jonas, four rainbow jerseys for Remco, and 105 pro wins for Tadej. The Euros Championship have often been a sprinter's affair, but this time the race has a star-studded GC flavor. Pogacar comes in as a favorite. His one-day dominance is unmatched, but with Evenepoel hunting for revenge and Vingegaard looking to prove he's more than a stage race rider, fireworks are guaranteed. Whatever happens, this is a rare chance to watch the sport's three biggest names clash outside the Tour. And in cycling, those moments don't come around often. Crisis at Arkea B&B Hotels. The team boss, Emmanuel Huber, says it's almost over as the French World Tour squad stares down collapse without a new sponsor. They've already missed one UCI deadline and now October 15 looms as the final cutoff to file financial guarantees for 2026. Without fresh backing, the fallout would be brutal. Nearly 150 riders and staff suddenly on the market. And France would be losing one of its four World Tours outfits. Huber, who led the project for two decades, insists he's been ringing the alarm bells for months. His final plea is blunt. Without a sponsor, this team story ends here. Israel Premier Tech have pulled out of three Italian races, Coppa Bernocchi, Trevalle Varesin, and Gran Piemonte, as the pro-Palestine protests spread across the country. Organizers cited growing security concerns after demonstrations erupted in response to the Israel's military action in Gaza. Petitions, protests and even a national strike have put pressure on local races with fears for rider safety. The team is still due at Il Lombardia and later races in Germany, Belgium and China, but nothing is certain as the tension builds. This was your cycling news flash on Friday, the 3rd of October. Remember, Monday will be the last unclip from Graceburn for this season, and we'll be back on Wednesday for a full SBS cycling podcast.